We're talking to Rick Allen, whose new book is RFK, His Words for Our Times, this being the 50th anniversary of the death of Robert F. Kennedy by an assassin's bullet. The off-the-cuff speech that he gave in Indianapolis during his presidential campaign, and he had to tell the crowd that Martin Luther King had died.
It was incredibly important to those folks in Indianapolis and remains one of the greatest speeches given in the second half of the 20th century. The circumstances were quite amazing, and I would mention to your listeners that on our website, rfkspeeches.com, we have the video from that night, we have the audio from the Cape Town speech, and a bunch of other audio and video so folks can see Kennedy in his own element. But in Indianapolis, he flew into that city knowing that Dr. King had been shot, found out on landing that King had died, knew he was going to a campaign rally in the days before cell phones or cable television to deliver the message that a civil rights hero had been killed to a community so closely identified with Dr. King. He was warned against doing so by the mayor and the police chief. He decided to go ahead even though the police would not accompany him and would not protect him. He relied on the advice of John Lewis, now congressman, then already a civil rights icon, went to a community, delivered this tragic news, and you can hear on the videotape the screams and gasps from the crowd. And he proceeded to talk to them extemporaneously and briefly, but incredibly movingly, about his own loss of his brother and the fact that as a fellow victim of violence, the understandable reaction to move towards anger, depression, and rage had to be fought back against because it was not going to either heal the personal wounds or bind up the community. And Robert Kennedy called for nonviolence with the authenticity of a fellow victim. He spoke incredibly eloquently, even though he was speaking entirely without reference to notes or any speech copy. That night, over 120 American cities and towns had substantial riots. 39 people died.
In Boston. Yeah, I was in the middle of it in Boston, for sure. Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. And yet that didn't happen in Indianapolis.
Mm. I've got a little piece of this right now.
Perfect.
Could you lower those signs, please? I have some very sad news for all of you, and that is that Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. Martin Luther King dedicated his life to love and to justice between fellow human beings. He died in the cause of that effort. In this difficult day, in this difficult time for the United States, it's perhaps well to ask what kind of a nation we are and what direction we want to move in. For those of you who are black, considering the evidence evidently is that there were white people who were responsible, you can be filled with bitterness and with hatred and a desire for revenge. We can move in that direction as a country in greater polarization. Black people amongst blacks and white amongst whites filled with hatred toward one another. Or we can make an effort, as Martin Luther King did, to understand and to comprehend and replace that violence, that stain of bloodshed that is spread across our land, with an effort to understand. For those of you who are black and are tempted to be filled with hatred and mistrust of the injustice of such an act against all white people, I would only say that I can also feel in my own heart the same kind of feeling. I had a member of my family killed, but he was killed by a white man. We can do well in this country. We will have difficult times. We've had difficult times in the past, but we will have difficult times in the future. It is not the end of violence. It is not the end of lawlessness, and it's not the end of disorder. But the vast majority of white people and the vast majority of black people in this country want to live together and want justice for all human beings that abide in our land. Dedicate ourselves to what the Greeks wrote so many years ago, to tame the savageness of man and make gentle the life of this world. Let us dedicate ourselves to that and say a prayer for our country and for our people. Thank you very much.
The words ring out just like they did back then. As you say, it's a speech that could have healed the country. It certainly seemed like it healed Indianapolis.
Yes, indeed. And I think it's important to remember when you come to aggrieved communities with a deep understanding of their lives and their problems, when you have the capacity to communicate the same aspirations that they hold for themselves and their families and their communities to other communities around the country. And when you've got that kind of authenticity and that kind of passion and commitment, you can make a difference and you can help to bridge gaps. That's what Robert Kennedy was extraordinary at, and that is what his legacy teaches all of us to mirror in our own lives.
You know, we always like to imagine what his presidency would have been like. It's a fantasy world, I understand that, but would there be a need, do you think, for Black Lives Matter if he had lived, if he had become president?
Impossible to know. But I think Robert Kennedy had become such a champion of the forgotten Americans and had spent such considerable time with Americans who fell into that category, including African Americans. I would think that his leadership on their behalf and on the country's behalf, and his specific involvement as having been the chief law enforcement officer of the United States as attorney general, and being very sensitive to the necessity of the police community, police officers, to work with communities to have respect, public safety, and the fair treatment of each citizen, I think that would have made a significant difference for our country.
The book is called RFK, His Words for Our Times on the 50th anniversary of the assassination of Robert F. Kennedy. Author Rick Allen has been with us. Rick, what's the best way to get this book for listeners?
Virtually every bookstore is carrying it online, both Amazon and Barnes & Noble and other major online booksellers. So I would encourage you to reach out locally if you can.
Rick Allen, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much, Bob.